The Fairmont Hotel Vancouver is a beautiful, historic, luxury hotel located in the heart of the city. With history dating back to the 1920s, this gem has seen a ton of action from celebrities like Roy Rogers and his horse Trigger, to royalty including King George VI and Elizabeth I, the Queen Mother. But this hotel isn't just a local hotspot for socialites and travelers with money. It's also home to one of the city's most famous ghosts, the Lady in Red.
Welcome back to the Lady Dicks podcast. I am your host, Tay, and I'm here with my co-host, Andrea. Today, we are going to continue our conversation from last week about Haunted Vancouver, and we're going to be talking specifically about the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver. We figured since the hotel in Banff got its own episode, this one should probably too. It only seemed fair. I think it got its own episode. I don't remember what episode it was, though.
I think it was not that long ago, but to be honest, everything is a blur these days.
I know. We are almost at episode 100. I was looking today. We're like 4 episodes away.
Well, I guess we better start prepping for that.
I sadly have, but I don't know. I'm like hoping it will be ready in time.
Fingers crossed. Hey guys, Andrea here. We're glad you didn't ghost us. Per usual, before we get to our story today, we have to go into some housekeeping matters. This podcast is 100% made for adults, so we'd highly recommend that you forego listening with the kids around. We talk about some pretty gruesome topics, and our language isn't always the best. We also mix paranormal and crime stories with a little bit of humor, which isn't everyone's taste, so if you're not a fan, we are not the podcast for you.
I just looked it up. It's episode number 66, in case anyone's watching or listening and wants to listen, which was done in 2020. And you're looking for an episode titled The Haunted Fairmont. No, that's the Empress Hotel. Damn it. Sorry. That one is also there, though.
Yep, it is.
So that one got its own. Where's the Banff Springs Hotel? Well, shoot. I know we did Banff Springs, didn't we?
I feel like we did.
Did we do it as a Patreon episode?
Perhaps.
For our old Patreon? Ooh, I might have to look at that. Patreons might be getting a bonus episode here. They are also getting the bonus episode we're about to record, but they might get another bonus. Because if I can find that one, I'll have to look and see where it might be. Anyway, okay, cool. Whatever. Back to what we're normally talking about. We are an independent podcast, and so we work really hard to put out quality content, but it does take a lot of time and some cash. Actually, the like cash end, I'm currently like tallying up. Some is maybe like a little lenient on how much it costs to run a podcast. So if you want to support us, there are a few ways that you can do it. You can go to theladydicks.com/support. Where you'll find things like links to shop and all that kind of stuff. If you click through on any Amazon link on the website and then do like your regular Amazon shopping, we get like credit for sending you there. And it's like, it's pennies, but it really does count. And it doesn't cost you anything. I should say that. Or you can go purchase our newly released audio walking tour of Hollywood Boulevard. It is a wadio tour.
A walking audio tour, although I don't really like that.
It sounds like a child. Anyway, if you're in Los Angeles and you're listening to this and you want to walk down Hollywood Boulevard with us, kind of pretending to be there, we'll tell you stories about historic haunts while you hang out. So if you want to go on like a solo COVID-friendly trip and you're already in LA, we're not encouraging anyone to go to LA, but if you happen to be there and you listen, you can download that. And I think that is like, I think it's like $5.99 or $4.99. We partnered with Trivia Tours. So there's like an app. If you go to our website, theladydicks.com, or you go to the show notes for this episode, you can find the link that will tell you all about like how it works and how much it costs and that kind of stuff. So, or you can join us on Patreon where you can get more stellar dick-tecting. Next week, we're releasing our next Patreon episode. It's going to be in Highcroft Manor. We're recording it like literally right after this one, so we know that it's going to be there. I actually went through the Patreon feed because I was like, how many bonus episodes have we actually released? Because we haven't historically been good about it. We do love our patrons. Harry, we love you. but I didn't actually look through. So I looked through and we have, I think there's four other bonus episodes or wait, what, can I count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bonus episodes.
Ooh. Yay.
So you can get Ghosts of Disney International, Film Set Accidents, Haunted Cemeteries. Oh, that's only 4. And Fact versus Fiction. I can't count.
So this will,
newsflash, this, it's will four. This will be number five. Yeah, sorry, I did count Highcroft in that. So, and then we do have like an actual like recording schedule going forward for Patreon episodes. So get excited. And we're about to update like the patron terms, like the benefits or whatever. So if you are at our lowest level, which is $5, you're going to get access to the bonus episodes. And then the $10 is the ad-free regular episodes. We only have one ad in our episode, so I really don't feel like it's that bad. And it's actually an ad for our own product, so we don't feel bad about that. But that doesn't mean that there won't be future ones. So if you really, really don't like to listen to ads, that's the way you go. Yay.
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 Oh, my God. Sorry.
It's all good.
I am having issues today. The Fairmont Hotel Vancouver has been an iconic landmark in downtown Vancouver since 1928, officially opening its doors in 1939. It's currently one of the most exclusive, read, expensive, places
very
to,
expensive.
places to vacation in Canada, well, Vancouver in general, and BC is very
But it's
expensive.
Actually like listed as like one of the highest hotel prices.
That's crazy because the Pac Rim, like the Pacific Rim, is way nicer.
Well, it doesn't, just because it's also expensive doesn't disclude anything else from being expensive. It's just, it's on the list of really expensive hotels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a Fairmont in downtown Vancouver. So any luxury hotel where you stay there is going to be expensive. It's going to cost you dollar bills unless you book it on something like Hotwire or...
if you get like a deal on
Priceline or hotels.com or whatever. But then you can't dictate the terms of what you're booking. So,
true.
Plus the people who work in the hotels may not be very nice to you when you book using those third party apps and
That's
websites.
Just mean.
Where was I?
It's
one of the most expensive places to vacation in Canada. It became a member of historic hotels worldwide in 2017. However, today's Hotel Vancouver, the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver, is actually the third hotel to bear that name. The first Hotel Vancouver popped up in 1888, shortly after the arrival of the Canadian Pacific Railway, or CPR, in Vancouver. Described as more farmhouse than luxury. This hotel was a crude four-story structure located in Gastown, meant to cater to visitors in the area, but people were flooding to Vancouver, and the CPR quickly realized this hotel wasn't going to cut it for the customers they wanted to serve. And in 1916, they decided to revitalize. In 1916, after hiring architect Francis S. Swales, the new Hotel Vancouver opened its doors. It was described as an engineering masterpiece with 14 stories of pure Italian Renaissance-style architecture. Upon its reopening, it was a celebrated destination that entertained the most affluent residents and visitors of Vancouver. It saw celebrities including Babe Ruth, Ethel Barrymore, and Sarah Bernhardt graced the hotel's famous rooftop bar, the Panorama Roof. But all of the glory flashed before their eyes during the end of the 1920s when CPR competitor Canadian National Railway, CNR, started building their own lavish hotel.
Jerks. So, 2 blocks away from Hotel Vancouver, the first and second Hotel Vancouver, Hotel Vancouver, a 17-story chateau-style build, By some of the greatest architects in the area at the time, John Smith Archibald and John Schofield, was being built. They used a style called of architecture called chateauesque. So, you know, chateau style, which meant that when it was done, it legitimately looked like a castle. And it still looks pretty castle-ish today, whatever. Although they have done, they went through a few renovations over the years, obviously. The build started in 1929, but the Great Depression compromised the financial security of the hotel. And along with the Canadian National Strike, the hotel build stalled until the competitors CPR and CNR decided to sign a deal to jointly build the hotel as co-owners. Sadly, this meant that the doors would close on CPR's own luxury hotel, Hotel Vancouver, to make way for the new Hotel Vancouver. But the project did manage to finish. In 1939, it finished just in time to accommodate King George VI and his wife, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, who were visiting on that year's royal tour. This hotel has seen its fair share of famous guests, and in the 1940s, Roy Rogers and his horse Trigger showed up to take a photo at the rooftop panorama ballroom.
How did they get the horse?
I have no idea. I was thinking that too. There must be like a service elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't, they also have to like get mattresses and stuff. I mean, a horse is bigger than a mattress. Don't get me wrong. It also probably wasn't a super comfortable ride for Trigger.
Poor Trigger.
Anyway, at one point, they even snuck a baby elephant into the hotel. I don't know what they did with the baby elephant. I just know that they snuck him in there.
I'm sensing that PETA, or whatever they call themselves these days, would not approve of this.
I'm going to assume that the baby elephant also went to the panorama ball to take a photo. There's probably a photo of him somewhere. Anyway, the partnership between CNR and CPR ended in the early 1960s when CNR acquired CPR shares. Oh, my goodness. The hotel. I just realized how confusing these are. I'm sorry, everyone. P is Pacific, N is National. Just to remind everyone, National is the competitor. Can you hear that?
Yep.
Okay, great. They're watching YouTube channels. Super, or YouTube channels, YouTube videos.
Super duper.
It's fun. Okay, so CNR acquired CPR shares of the hotel, and then they contracted Hilton Hotels to manage it. That was until the 1980s when CNR decided that they would manage it themselves. That didn't work out really well for them, and they ended up selling the hotel back to CPR, the original guys in the area, the original Hotel Vancouver guys. Just a few short years later. In 2001, CPR established the Fairmont Hotels and Resort brand to manage their luxury properties. So that's why you see a bunch of Fairmont hotels around Canada and the world. That's like their, or did they establish it or buy it?
So CPR actually bought the Fairmont name. And that, like I was saying before we started recording, Fairmont was actually like a mediocre US hotel brand. That for some reason, I guess because CPR maybe thought that around like the world or in the States, at least it was more recognizable than the Canadian Pacific name. But
yeah,
they did like, I mean, actually my ex-husband used to work there, and on his paycheck when he worked at, the Chateau Whistler, it said Canadian Pacific.
Yeah, well, the parent company would have remained Canadian Pacific.
Yes. It's just they just used,
and I guess the established Fairmont would actually name. Be the correct term, even in this context. Like, they purchased the rights, but they established it as a subsidiary. So anyways, whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. This isn't a law podcast.
No, it's not.
How to build a business podcast. Okay, so in 2015, it was announced that the luxury French hotel chain Accor.
Yeah, Accor, I think, is what I call it. And I think just because here you don't have it, I believe that at the time they bought it from Oxford. So
they did. Sorry. Yeah, I skipped that. I think it sold again in 2007. It sold originally to Oxford in 2007.
Okay.
I think. And then, sorry, guys. I mean, does it really matter? Do we really care who owned it? Anyway, whatever.
I don't think so. It's just that because of different, you know, like affiliations I have, I am aware of these things. So
I saw something about 2007 and then I couldn't confirm it. And then I saw something about Oxford owning it. So I'm going to say, based on like what I read, like, you know, band-aiding it all together, Oxford probably bought it from CPR in 2007.
Probably, yes.
And then it was sold in 2015 to Acor, who bought the company that owned the Fairmont brands and the Raffles and the Swiss Hotel brands. So I'm going to guess that is Oxford who owned them. For $2.9 billion.
That actually doesn't, like, that sounds like a pretty good deal to acquire all of those. Well, it would depend.
I guess so. The Raffles and the Swiss Hotel brand, though, aren't nearly as, like,
and they, bougie. I think they are becoming that way, though.
Because they were bought by a French luxury hotel chain.
Stayed at any of those hotels, so I guess it's just that I'm affiliating it with the Fairmont and Accor.
They also only bought the Canadian Fairmonts, I think.
Right.
Because there's Fairmonts around the world. And I think today they're mostly luxury hotels.
Yeah, I believe they are.
There's a, in the Mayan Riviera, in like Playa del Carmen, there's like this like private community or whatever, and Fairmont has a hotel there that's like hotel and suites, like residences.
Yeah,
so fancy.
Yes, I'm somewhat familiar with it. I have not stayed there, but
it's really beautiful. Anyway, it's like located in rainforest and stuff. Doesn't really matter. Can't afford to live there. So the hotel that's currently located and at West Georgia Street between Burrard and Hornby had its 80th anniversary in 2009.
2019.
Yep, 2019. Fuck me. Sorry, guys. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know numbers are like not my thing. And after a 5-year reno project costing $75 million, it got itself a new upscale lobby, upscale Notch 8 bar and restaurant, and luxury heritage suites to the spooky 14th floor.
Ooh.
So scary. So we did a thing.
We definitely did a thing.
We made an audio ghost walking tour with our favorite audio tour app, Tripvia Tours.
Tripvia makes these really cool self-guided audio tours that you can listen to while you walk or drive, depending on the tour. So it's like you're on a group guided tour, like you'd take on vacation, but you're by yourself.
Kind of like a vacation for your mind.
Definitely a vacation for your mind. Our first tour was just released, and we're taking you on a historical, ghost-filled walking tour down Hollywood Boulevard.
So if you're in Los Angeles and you're itching to hang out with your favorite hashtag dick squad, download the app, get the tour, and head down to Hollywood Boulevard, and we can all go for a little stroll through history.
Here's how you get your own copy of the tour.
Head to the Apple or Google Play App Store and type in Tripvia. That's Tripvia, in case you can't spell, and download the app.
When it's downloaded, you can hop into the app and purchase the tour. Every tour purchased helps make it so that we can bring you more awesome content and future ghost tours.
Once you've finished the tour, make sure to jump on your favorite social media app and let us know how much fun it is. And don't forget to tag at Tripvia Tours on Facebook and Twitter, or at Tripvia_tours on Instagram, so they know you loved it too.
Where do you think we should go next?
I've got a few ideas.
The Fairmont Hotel Vancouver is home to at least one known ghostly guest, the Lady in Red. Excuse me, sorry. In fact, she's probably the most well-known ghost in the entire city. She spends her afterlife wandering the hotel in her luxurious red dress. Jenny Pearl Cox was a young Vancouver socialite in the 1930s, according to Fairmont Moments. She first visited the hotel around Christmas, the year that it opened in 1939, with her husband Harold and their 6-year-old daughter, known as either Dorothy or Dottie. The family loved it so much that they returned for the Christmas ball each year. According to local legend, Pearl, as she was known by her family and friends, and Harold were frequent visitors to Hotel Vancouver during the 1940s. That is, until the summer of 1944. The family, Harold, Pearl, and Dottie, were driving in their car back from a family picnic in the countryside when they were hit by a truck near the corner of Burrard and Georgia, and all three died. Shortly after their deaths, Pearl's ghost appeared as the Lady in Red at the Hotel Vancouver, and she's been frightening guests and employees ever since, though the hotel maintains she is, in fact, a friendly ghost. She's been seen in the lobby, on the stairways, in the ballroom, and in guest rooms on the 19th floor.
14th floor.
Oh, 14th floor, yes. Sorry, I told you I'm not.
That's okay.
Doing that well today, so... That's okay. Okay, we're so helping each other out.
Exactly. That's how this works. Mm-hmm. When the hotel was originally built, way, way back in the 1920s and 30s, two of the eight elevators were never finished, which is just really weird to me, but I'm going to guess it was a budget issue.
Yeah, but why they never finished them, like ever?
Because elevators are really expensive to not only build but to maintain.
I was gonna say it's really hard to maintain them, and I feel like they have to get parts from like Europe for them or wherever. I guess
it would depend on whatever what elevator they're using, but yeah. Anyway, this is the case today. There's still two out of the eight elevators that are just, there's nothing there. So behind the locked doors, it's just elevator shafts.
Like the Big Bang Theory.
No, yep. Like the Big Bang Theory. Although I think in the Big Bang Theory, they're like supposed to have an elevator there.
Yeah, it's broke. Like always broken. It broke, but like was never ever fixed.
Yeah, this is not the case. They just never put it in. So Pearl, I don't know if we said this already, but Jenny likes to be called Pearl. That's just how.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we did say that she was known to her family and friends that way.
I'm just losing my mind. It's all good. So Pearl is often seen walking through the locked elevator doors and disappearing, particularly in the first and 14th floors. So if someone walks through an elevator door, she's probably going to be wearing a red dress. She's probably also not going to be real. You can also sometimes find her milling about the ground floor lobby. She's known to turn on and off the lights, open and close closet doors, and her apparition has been seen milling around the guest bedrooms. On one occasion, a Japanese tourist was staying on the 14th floor and called the front desk to ask whether the room had been double booked because another guest was seemingly occupying their space, which would be awkward. the woman they described in their room was the Lady in Red, which would be really weird. On another occasion, a bellman was escorting a guest to room 1403, so also the 14th floor. When the guest walked into the room, the bellman saw the Lady in Red follow them in, but when he entered afterwards, she had already vanished. Then in May 25th, 2017, Scott Graham, he's a local elevator mechanic, one of those high-paid elevator mechanics. I assume that they get paid high, but
I think they are paid.
Probably it's not the case.
No, I think they're paid quite well, and their job is actually quite dangerous. So
of course it is. It's like there's literally no way I would do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way I would do any sort of mechanical job, nor should you ever trust me to take care of any mechanics. No. However, elevator mechanic is like definitely not the job that I would pick. Anyway, he was working in a private residence at Hotel Georgia, so not the Hotel Vancouver, which is just around the corner from the Hotel Vancouver, when he took a picture of the Hotel Vancouver with his phone. I didn't specify that in the script. Upon inspection of the picture, he described seeing a woman in a red dress, quote, wistfully looking down on West Georgia Street from the 16th floor, unquote. While many thought this was solid proof of a ghost hanging out in the hotel, it was later investigated and determined that the red dress was actually just a tarp in the window.
Yeah, the 16th, sure it was. And,
yeah, that's what they all say. The 16th and 17th floors are office space of the hotel, which at that time were closed for renovations. So I guess they went and looked and there was a tarp there.
Well, that would validate the tarp theory. However, I also feel that the ghost doesn't care if they're renovating or not. So
no, she could still just chill.
Yeah.
I saw the picture. There is a picture. If you go to like the website, we'll link through to it. I was not convinced that it was a lady in red. It kind of looked like a tarp to me. anyway, also, okay, actually, Andrea, I'll show you the picture because I feel like it merits some discussion.
Well, also, like I said, it's a very valid point and probably what it actually is. But, you know, I feel like people are always wanting to disprove paranormal sightings. Well, no, here's the thing.
I've seen some pictures where I'm like, no, that could totally be it. But like, the one thing about it, I'm going to drop the thing in the episode script here in like 1 second. The thing about it is it's just basically like a red blob in the window. And I don't see where they get like staring wistfully out. Do you see it now?
My script moved. I don't even know. Okay, wait. I scrolled past it. Shit. Where am I and where are you? Okay, so I do see
the hotel?
Yeah, and I feel like...
Do you see like a red dot in the window?
Yeah, I do. And if I could zoom in, I could feel like I could get a better
idea. Okay, there is a zoomed in photo. I'll drop it in there too. You guys can... If you're listening to this and you're like, I hate when they do this because I can't see anything... Yeah, the zoomed in photo looks just as bad. If you want to see the photos, you can go to theladydicks.com/. I think this one's going to be called, one sec, I can even check. / Haunted Hotel Vancouver Lady in Red. There's dashes between all those.
Yeah, so that is super blurry, first of all.
Well, but it was a cell phone photo.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
Looks like a flip phone from the quality.
What I am feeling about it, I feel like that red is very... I don't know, like, it doesn't really look like a tarp to me, but also I feel like it's almost, like, too bright and too solid to be a ghost.
Like an aberration, right?
Yeah.
I'd buy that it was, like, a red chair sitting in the window.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. I don't think it was a ghost. I'm sorry, I'm not even saying that the lady in red doesn't exist. I just don't think that that particular picture was of a ghost. Anyway... It is generally unclear whether or not the lady in red really roams the hotel. Although, which is something that's kind of weird about this property versus some of the other Paramount properties that we've talked about, is they're super open about there being ghosts in at Hotel Vancouver.
It is very, like, I have not encountered any ghosts or anything paranormal when I've been in there, but it does have, like, a really, like, kind of almost, like, horror movie feeling sometimes when the halls are empty.
It's built in that, like, old medieval-type castle look, so you're, like, it's... That's the vibe you'll probably get from it. And the hotel is like, yeah, we got a ghost. It's cool.
Well, and she's a friendly ghost. Like...
Yeah, she's not, like, trying to kill you. Unlike at, like, the Banff Springs Hotel... Which now I realize you guys can't listen to the made feed. So I guess you'll have to go to Patreon. Because if I find the episode, that's where I'm going to put it. There's like that like evil room where like the family died or whatever. And there's like some nasty ghosts in there. And there's like the wedding ghost. Do you know what I mean? Like the bride ghost who's like, I don't think
she's
super nice
either.
Yeah,
so these are
all
kind of ringing a bell, but a little bit blurry.
It was a while ago when we did it.
I feel like it was. Plus, if I'm being honest, I don't remember last week. So
yeah, me either. Anyway, some people also believe that the lady in red was just a marketing gimmick made to promote the hotel. There are questions about Jenny Pearl Cox's life, death, and gravesite. Namely, that she doesn't have a gravesite that anyone knows about. And the family that she may or may not have left behind. Now, that said, it says that the family, like, all died. So it's not like she would have... I mean, they would have had relatives.
Yeah, like, they would have had... Works. Both of, like, Jenny and Harold would have had parents.
But it's not like she has, like, a daughter walking around these days because apparently Dottie also died in this accident.
Yes.
Anyway... and also, maybe they just don't want to talk about it because they're, like, normal people who don't want to relive their... child or granddaughter or daughter's death or whatever. Anyway, that's fair.
Well, and their legacy may not have really been carried on. Like, that was some time ago. So.
Yeah. The local, regardless of any of this, the local legends do still remain strong. And every October, the hotel's Notch 8 Bar and Restaurant features a ghostly cocktail called Jenny Cox, in honor of their lady in red who resides there.
Sounds delightful.
And love sounds lovely. I don't know what the cocktail is, though.
No, but we'll have to maybe look into that.
Yeah, we'll have
to. And I'm sure that it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it's probably like $50.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are cocktails that are that expensive on Fairmont bar menus, but I'd say they usually range in price from starting at about $20 and up. That's fair. The Fairmont Hotel Vancouver is located in the city's very beautiful downtown core with plenty of delicious food to eat nearby and a great area to explore. But it's a luxury hotel, so if you're planning to visit, you're looking to pony up between $300 to $400, Canadian dollars at least, and that's just for the room, obviously.
And that's for, like, a room at a cheaper, like, if you're going to find it somewhere cheaper. Like, that's the minimum that you're going to get.
And it is a heritage property, so the rooms are probably smaller.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you're fancy enough to cover it, we hear it's well worth the stay. Overall, the Fairmont Hotel Vancouver has a 4.5 out of 5 on TripAdvisor, but not everyone had the most pleasant experience.
They have not.
No. Jules HPC wrote, "Bedding is terrible and extremely uncomfortable. Woke up with excruciating pain." Sounds like you need to go see your massage therapist.
Yeah, there's a chiropractor out there with your name on it.
Yes. "Please update your beds and pillows and maybe not charge $11 for cutlery for guests ordering outside your hotel menu that only had 9 items on it, half of which were kids' items." Tip for you, Jules. Most places that you order from, that if you're ordering it for delivery, they'll give you cutlery if you need it. Yeah,
ask for utensils. Yeah. They will give them to you. You don't have to pay.
No, I mean, they're plastic and they're not good for you, but
whatever.
Or the baby, like, or the baby sea turtles. But if you are asking for anything extra at the Fairmont and you're not staying in a Fairmont Gold Suite, they are probably going to charge you for it. So
yeah, it's not going to be cheap.
If you can't afford it, don't stay there.
There's plenty of nice hotels in Vancouver that do not cost that much money.
Exactly.
They cost money. Don't get me wrong. Vancouver's not a cheap place to visit, but they don't cost like the prices that the Fairmont does.
No.
And then Gloria S. said, quote, "Over the years, we have stayed at the Hotel Vancouver and now it has sold. The old meaning of if it isn't broke, don't fix it. I think it's if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But whatever. Apparently doesn't mean much to the new owner. Main lobby, gone. And now high back chairs. Lovely bar / lounge, gone. Now cold, lack of warmth. Asked where the washroom was and told I went down a flight of stairs all the way to the other end of the hotel and finally got there, but almost didn't make it. I'm glad you did, Gloria. Lovely breakfast room, gone. Fairmont Hotels just went and changed all of the things many, many people loved about this hotel. 2 drinks in the lounge, $72.10. Small bottle of wine in the room, $64.07. That's really expensive. Hard to imagine that. Will not be staying there ever again."
Yeah, but room service and mini bar items aren't cheap.
Oh my God, they're not cheap anywhere.
Regardless of where you go, and if you're staying at the Fairmont, they're going to be less cheap. So use your brain, Gloria.
If you don't want to pay for like mini bar stuff in your hotel room, go to a resort in Mexico that's all inclusive.
And furthermore, you know what? There are plenty of liquor stores surrounding the area and you can go and buy your own bottle
for
of
way
wine
cheaper
and bring that's it back so to true. The hotel. They will not stop you from doing that. And I'm quite sure they probably have glassware in the room that they will not charge you for using.
True story. Okay, well, that was today's episode, a little bit on the shorter side. Some of these, like, especially the hotel ones, tend to be a little bit shorter, but that's okay. It's also shorter, as we realize, I think, with 2 people. So sorry you're not getting your like hour-long episodes, but we have some longer ones coming up. I know, because I'm struggling to write them. You can find us on our various social media channels if you want to hangsies with us. You can go to the Lady Dicks. They're at the Lady Dicks on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Those are the only three social channels we have. We're both too old to have TikTok. maybe we'll have to hire like a young employee one day to make us a TikTok page, but maybe that is not going to be today. You can go to theladydicks.com to read about any episode we've ever done. Actually, there are a few episodes that are missing on theladydicks.com if you're searching for them. We're in the process of just updating the website and stuff. We just changed like the look of the front page. I think it looks really awesome.
I think it looks really good too, from what I've seen.
Yeah, it'll change over the next few weeks. So like, and then we're going to put some more travel stuff on there, help you guys plan cool ghostly trips. So go to theladydicks.com. If you want more information on like the website or like destination guides or stuff sent to you, join our mailing list, because that stuff is all coming up. We're between now and like the launch of season 5, we have like a really big list of things that we would really like to do. We probably won't get all of them done, but we're definitely gonna get some of them done.
We're gonna try real damn hard.
Yeah, we're gonna do what we can. So join our mailing list and then you'll be up to date on like what is actually going on. So yeah, we will hang out with you next week. If you want the next episode in Vancouver, which is going to be on Highcroft Manor, that's going to be Patreon only, so you can go to Patreon and you can listen to it there after you sign up. That is all from us for this week,
and in the meantime, try not to ghost anyone.